ABC News Radio, I'm Julie Ryan. The CDC says no cases of the new Omicron COVID variant have been found in the U.S. so far. The new strain was recently found in South Africa and has been called a variant of concern by the World Health Organization. The nation's top infectious disease expert, Dr. Anthony Fauci, says while there's no need to panic, it's possible the Omicron variant is already in the U.S.
You know, I would not be surprised if it is. We have not detected it yet.
9 victims of the Waukesha parade attack are still recovering in the hospital. One patient was released yesterday to continue recovery at home, leaving 9 juvenile patients still in Children's, Wisconsin. 6 people have died and more than 60 others were injured when the driver of a vehicle plowed through a Christmas parade 1 week ago. Tomorrow is expected to be the busiest of the holiday week for air travel as people head home from spending Thanksgiving with family and friends. Brad Siegel has more.
Airports are gearing up for another busy day. The TSA says travelers set a pandemic record Wednesday with 2.3 million people flying for Thanksgiving. That's more than double of last year and 88% of the number screened back in 2019. It was also the 7th straight day the TSA topped 2 million passengers. Travelers are not expected to face weather delays on Sunday, as forecasters say much of the country is expected to be quiet.
The electricity is getting shut off in parts of California to reduce the risk of wildfires. More than 120,000 Southern California Edison customers had their power shut off Friday, and other grids may follow. Gusty Santa Ana winds and dangerous dry conditions were to blame for the shutdowns, which affected customers in Los Angeles, Ventura, Riverside, and San Bernardino counties. Everyone's favorite blonde lawyer is returning to the big screen for Legally Blonde 3. MGM studio executives say the script is still being written, but one thing's for sure, Elle Woods will be shown as a mom with a high-powered career. You're listening to the latest on NBC News Radio.